The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Untold, the Liver King, John Fardy. What a documentary.
What a title. That's all you need to know. The Liver King is this man called Brian Johnson, not to be mistaken with the lead singer of AC/DC, who I would suggest would be the antithesis of the Liver King, or not to be mistaken with someone quite similar in a sort who's also on a Netflix documentary, an entrepreneur called Brian Johnson, who's trying to live forever or live a long time. This is a man from Texas, where else, you might say, who had a strange childhood. I mean, who didn't? He said he didn't get on great with his dad. He died early. His brother was the shining light. So he saw Rambo and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He was a wimp.
Yeah, that's, you would say that. I couldn't possibly put it that way, but that's probably an accurate way of putting it. And he saw Rambo and Arnold Schwarzenegger movies and wanted to get jacked up. And then he claims he had his own children. They had health issues. He started living an ancestral life, which is based on these 9 tenets, which is a loose approximation of going back to nature, not eating processed food. In his case, only eating raw meat. And what time are we? 10 to 12. If you haven't had your breakfast, my apologies. But we see this guy eating testicles of animals, liver. He eats a lot of liver of animals. It is disgusting. You might have think you've seen Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here or wherever, but this is pretty disgusting.
He makes the point that predators in the wild, when they attack their prey, yes, the first bit they go for to eat is the liver.
Yeah, so you sound quite enthused by this. You're no stranger to a bit of offal yourself by the looks of things. But this is what he started doing. And then people got in touch with him and he started doing these videos online. And he is very ripped and jacked. And he's an impressive unit, as you might say. And he claimed it was all to do with this lifestyle.
Now, it has to be said, he monetized all of this because he started to sell supplements, liver supplements. You didn't have to have raw liver. You could buy one of his packs of whatever.
Exactly. And they're all over his house. Supplements of offal, in essence, that he decided to get in and made a ton of money. Why don't I give you a flavor of the aforementioned Brian Johnson?
Well, this is the way we evolved for millions of years. It kind of made sense. We evolved with sun. We evolved with these sort of organs. We never had processed food ever in our lives.
I threw out everything out of the house. All the boxes went. There was nothing in there. Just bone broth, liver, and meat. The diet changed everything. Our life and the kids' life. Right away.
The ancestral lifestyle worked.
And that's when he said, hey, you know, liver is this beautiful thing that we're all missing, that we've had for years, but nobody's eating that right now.
That's when I decided, holy organs are really f***ing awesome. I'm going to make a company with all nose-to-tail stuff.
Nose-to-tail stuff.
Yeah.
Now, his wife and his two sons have bad skin. I mean, so it's not doing them any good.
No, and they didn't look well in every sense of the phrase, I thought. But like every good internet story on Netflix, all is not quite what it seems. So there was a long suspicion that he was using steroids to enhance himself.
And he denied it every time it was suggested.
Every time. And the internet was watched with it. He even made the headlines on Joe Rogan, which is apparently one of the most listened to podcasts in the world. He was talking about it and saying, this guy must be using steroids. So it turns out he was.
I'm making this video to apologize, because I'm embarrassed and ashamed. Because I lied and I misled a lot of people. Before social media, I was rich and anonymous. And after social media, I'm still rich, but no longer anonymous. And I never expected this kind of exposure in the public eye. Yes, I've done steroids. And yes, I am on steroids, monitored and managed by a trained hormone clinician.
I'm actually on steroids.
Yeah, so he fesses up. I mean, that's the arc of the story.
The funny thing is about it, sorry to cut across you, usually we come in here and we chat about these things and we bemoan that they're too long. In a weird kind of way, I thought this was too short. It's one episode and it's only 70 minutes. I don't, as much as I'm recommending this, I would have liked more of the explanation of who he was, why he lied so blindly.
Yeah, and we don't really get to that, you know, and when he started with the growth hormone and the steroids and all the rest of it. Anyway, it's a good watch.
Oh, it's a great watch, I thought. And he does make allusions to stuff that happened to him, and he was kind of a low-level criminal in his late teens and early 20s. But I would have liked that fleshed out a bit more. But if you're looking for an entertaining, mad watch, do you remember Tiger King?
Yeah.
Someone said that's like someone opens your brain and pours tequila on it. This is a bit like this. You're watching this for 70 minutes going, what?
Screen time this week.
Yeah, very interesting. As you know, the marriage referendum is 10 years next week. We're doing a special all about the best LGBTQ movies of all time. I've an esteemed panel.
All right, very good. Screen time available on Friday.
From 5 as a podcast, and on the radio at 6 on Saturday.
Very good.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.